Hi, my name's Nikki. I found your note on my car that said you had hit it. If you could call me back, that's this number I'm calling on, 3058. Thanks, bye.
Hello?
Yeah, Nikki?
Yeah, this is her husband, Michael.
Oh, Michael. Okay. I got this message on my answering machine, or my voicemail. I guess it was for my husband, Roy. I think he left a note.
Yeah, because we had a note on our car when we came out of a store.
So where did he hit you?
It looks like it's on the left front side.
Really? Is it like high or low or what?
Well, it's kind of by the front wheel well, from what we can tell.
By the front wheel well.
Yeah, by the left front wheel well, like on the very side of the wheel well.
So he actually left a dent in your car? Did he leave a dent in your car? Or, like,
well,
what would you mean? Was it, like, scruffed? Or, he's not here, so I can't. He's at work right now, and he didn't tell me. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah. It doesn't look like there's major damage or anything.
Okay, so it doesn't really look that bad?
No.
Okay. Do you think maybe it was, like, to the back of the car? Because he's really bad at, like, running into people when he's backing out. And, like, I don't understand how he could get to that side of the car. Did you park your car, like, sideways or something? Or?
Yeah, because you kind of, like, when you pull in, you pull in at kind of an angle.
Oh, I always park straight.
GameStop right off of 104th and Federal.
Oh. Okay.
And the parking is kind of slanted.
Okay.
So.
Well, here's the thing. We're not going to pay for it or anything because he actually rides a bicycle. So I don't know how he made any sort of dent or any sort of mark in your car.
He rides a bicycle?
Yeah.
Then why would he leave a note?
Well, because he is a very honest guy. And, I mean, we have problems with this where, like, if he even so much as, like, hit something, like, he'll run into a chair and say he's sorry. And we're like, look, dude, it's a chair, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean, he has a bicycle, so, I mean, I don't know what's going on. I come home, and I hear this message, and I tried to ask him about it, but he was really busy, and so finally I'm just calling to just figure out what's going on, because, I mean, I don't see how, if he made some sort of mark in your car, I mean, his bicycle would be all messed up, and it's not. So,
well,
what kind of car
do
you drive?
I mean, all we know is we came out and we saw the note on the car.
What kind of car do you drive?
It's a 2002 Saturn.
Oh, a Saturn. Okay. Okay.
But,
all right. You're just trying to get money out of us.
No, I don't want any
because
money.
Because you have a Saturn. You know, they went out
of business. Why would you say that?
Well, because you're just trying to get money out of us. Why else would you call?
I never asked for money.
All right, then why would you call?
Hi, this is Nikki.
Hey, what happened to your husband?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what happened. And all I know
is
there was a note on...
I'm trying to figure out why you're calling. That's all I want to know. Because my husband rides a bicycle.
I have a note that was on my car that said, I accidentally hit your car. Call me so we can sort it out.
Okay, well, we just sorted it out. My husband rides a bicycle.
Well, All I know is this is what I have. It says, I hit your car. Please call me so we can sort it out. And then it has this phone number. We're
okay,
not trying
well,
to...
We sorted it out. So if that's all you wanted, then you can hang up now.
I don't understand why
you don't have any money for your Saturn.
You don't need to get defensive. All I'm just telling you what was on my car, a pink sticky note.
And what do you want me to do about it?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what had happened, that's all. I'm not
I told you what happened. He hit your car with his bicycle.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I have this note on my car that said that...
Do you want money? Is that what you want? Are you going to take it to court?
Why are you getting defensive? Nothing has been said about that. All I'm talking about is just this letter that was let on my car.
Wait, what do you want me to do? I just told you what happened. What else is there to do besides the exchange of money? I mean, you should probably be paying us because he probably fell off his bicycle and got hurt. I haven't asked him yet, but what's going on here? Because unless there's an exchange of money, there's no reason for us to be talking. I'm a lawyer. I get paid very well. And I usually charge $300 an hour. So if you want to continue this conversation, I'm going to have to bill you.
I don't even know why you're going to those extremes. All I'm doing is asking a question. You don't have to get defensive.
And I answered your question. I did answer your question, actually.
So
I don't know why we're on the phone.
How do I know your husband rides a bike? All I know is why would somebody leave this note on my car if something didn't happen?
Something did happen, and he ran into your car with his bicycle. And he was just letting you know, and he was being honest, because he's a good guy. That's why I married him.
Well, why isn't Royce talking to me?
Because Roy's at work right now. He works for the bicycle factory. So I can't really get a hold of him because it's kind of noisy.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going by what I had on my car.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.